What I'm understanding is that you're saying it's more political?
Exactly. Vietnam was fought from Washington, D.C.
How so?
It was a political war.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people at the time felt that the United States were overpopulated. So therefore, we would create jobs back in the States and we would kill them off in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a strong, strong rumor throughout the forces.
During the Vietnam War, how did you feel about wearing a uniform?
I was proud. I was proud.
And how did you feel about when Jimmy Carter and the rest of them, specifically Jimmy Carter had pardoned all the draft dodgers?
I harbored no ill feelings towards the people that dodged the draft. None whatsoever. That was their personal belief. Back then, I don't think people realized you had the people that didn't believe in killing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were joining the army because of some of the benefits that were offered, mainly during that time, education. They didn't have to put any of their money into an education fund, but yet the government would pay for their education, and they had up to 10 years to use it.
Under the GI Bill?
Yes, under the Montgomery GI Bill. Well, the people that dodged the draft and the ones that went over to Vietnam and fought, the people that returned from Vietnam back in the 70s were booed, called killers, baby killers.
Mm-hmm.
They were spat at, and all they were over there doing was following orders. But no one really understood why we were there, except our politicians.
Getting back to during your time in the Army, how was the promotions for black soldiers versus the white soldier?
Well, back in the 70s, there was a quota system.
Mm-hmm.
They had to promote based on race and gender. I wouldn't say it was fair at all times, because a lot of qualified white soldiers were passed over for promotions when you had blacks that were not as qualified, and vice versa. You had white soldiers promoted that was not as qualified as most black soldiers. That's male and female alike.
So would you say that a person should be advanced, whether it be in the army or whatever in life, that they should be judged by their merits instead of
color? Exactly.
Okay.
The armed forces has gotten rid of promoting based on race and gender. They promote basically now on your performance, how well you perform. And I think this was stopped within the last 10 years.
Okay, while you were in the Army, I understand you were a drill sergeant. Did you ever have a soldier where you had a confrontation because you being a black soldier, say a white trainee came in, did you ever have to have a confrontation with them because of prejudice?
No. I can honestly say that was never a problem when I was a drill instructor.
When you were growing up, did you ever know anything about the Ku Klux Klan or the KKK?
The only thing I remember about the Ku Klux Klan, KKK, I was very small. The age I don't remember. But I didn't really understand what they were about or who they were at the time, but it was cars with crosses on the roof of their cars with what looked to be Christmas tree lights, Christmas lights, you know, and it was in the shape of a cross, and they were lit, and they would parade up and down the main street downtown. And I do recall we were going somewhere in town, but my father turned around and we went home. And I never asked why, because those were the only cars on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back home.
If you could pick two historical events that happened during your life, what would that be?
Well, believe it or not, number one would be the integration of schools. Because look at us today. Where would we be if schools were not integrated? Although during the initial times of integration, times were hard. People were set in their ways. No one really understood the other. There was violence, more so in other areas throughout the country. But in my town, it was mostly little petty fights, mainly due to racial slurs at us from the white students. And granted, it was like only 8 blacks in a class of about the size of 30, 35 students. And some classes were even smaller. A lot changed from 68 to 1972.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good that I was part of that change, seeing that change, and seeing where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we continue to change and in a sense of getting better towards the different races.
So from looking back now, looking back then and what you see now, so then you would say that Martin Luther King definitely had an impact on black society as a whole.
Of course, definitely.
About what, you know, when did you start realizing about what the KKK stood for?
Oh, in the late 60s. Around the time of Martin Luther King's death. It was in 1968, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was pretty much out then.
And you remember in the 60s they had the Black Panther movement.
I remember the Black Panthers. Black Panthers, to me, was a group that countered the KKK. I recall my cousin coming from Vietnam, and other blacks from our community returning from Vietnam. I guess they consider today those guys were radical with their ideas, and because they come back talking about black power, trying to educate the community, the black community. I guess it was somewhat of an extension of what the civil rights movement was trying to accomplish. But, you know, as adults, you know, and we all look back, we see where both sides did a lot of wrong in the way they were going about things. I'm speaking generally about the public, and that's associating it with their violent acts in their attempts to make a change. But I don't think at the time the people were trying to make a change, but instead pay back or get even.
So would you say the Black Panthers' ideology was the same as Dr. Martin Luther King? Or
I don't really remember, or I can't recall why the government got involved in disbanding the Black Panther group. I hear it was because of the violence, the killings, but still we have the KKK, and they are still today. Didn't they kill? Didn't they commit a lot of violence? They hang blacks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people thought too, because a lot of the members in the KKK were public officials.
Mm-hmm.
Your sheriff,
mm-hmm.
your mayor, lawyers.
Well, would you say that the South has changed over the last 20 to 30 years as far as race relations and how the races get along?
Yes, believe it or not. A lot of people would disagree with me, but I would have to say Alabama is less prejudiced, or at least they don't show as much prejudice towards the other races as most of your northern states. But then you have to take into account New Jersey, for instance. A lot of the people in New Jersey are from the South. New York, a lot of the people are from the South. And racism spread, it's a disease.